Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You're going to have to learn to obey God. In James chapter 2, look at a few of these verses. In verse 14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? You know, the scripture says that you are saved by faith. You're saved by grace through faith, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. The truth is, faith does save. But this is saying, can faith save him? I think what this is saying is, can faith alone, a faith that doesn't have actions, can that really save a person? No. You have to believe something to the point that it causes you to act. You know, if I said that this building's on fire and everybody's going to die unless we get out of here, then if you really believe that, there would be action. Some of you might faint. Some of you might scream. Some of you might panic and start running. Others would try and find a fire extinguisher. Some might call 911. But if you believed what I said, you would act. There's room for varying actions. Not every one of us is alike. But a person who would just sit there and say, I believe, Andrew, that we're going to die if we don't move. And you just sit there and don't do anything. Your elevator didn't go all the way to the top floor. Something's wrong with you. A normal person, if you believe something, you'll act on it. A person who says, oh, I believe, but you don't act on it, you don't believe. A person who says, oh, I believe that God will prosper me, that God's my source. If I give, God will give back to me, but you don't give and you quit giving, and if something gets hard, you don't believe. You can say you believe, but you don't believe. Your actions show what you believe. And that lack of faith is an inroad of Satan, and Satan uses that to hinder people. You've got to believe. In verse 15, it says, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? In other words, a person who says, well, be warmed and filled to a hungry person, but doesn't do anything, he says that's useless. Likewise, a person who says, oh, I'm trusting God, but then there's no evidence of it in your life, it's not true faith. Faith alone saves, but saving faith is never alone. It will cause action. And your actions are vital to your faith. It goes on to say in verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. That is one of the most sarcastic statements in the entire Bible. You believe that there's one God? You hadn't done anything that the devil hasn't done. The devil believes to the point that he trembles. But his actions don't correspond to faith. He knows God exists, but his actions are against God. And it says in verse 20, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? The devil believes, but his works are against God, not in agreement with God, and therefore it's not saving faith. People can say, oh, I believe that there's a God, but if your actions are contrary to him, you don't believe with saving faith, not Bible faith. All you have is mental assent. Faith without actions, faith without corresponding actions, is not true faith. Man, I could just take that statement and preach for days and days and days. How many people say, oh, I believe something, but your actions go a different direction? It's not true faith. Your actions either give Satan dominion over you or God dominion over you. Your actions are important. You know, I remember back during my poverty days when Jamie and I were struggling and I was painting a house trying to make an ends meet, and I got sick and I came home at lunch And I was so sick, I couldn't even sit up. And we needed the money, and we were going to get paid that day if I finished up. And I came home, and I was so sick, I couldn't eat lunch. I felt like laying down. And Jamie said, "You aren't staying home this afternoon. We need this money. You're going back." And she says, "I'm praying for you." So she prayed that I'd be healed. And then I wanted to lay down because I still felt bad. And Jamie says, "You aren't acting sick." And she put my arm around her neck and she drugged me through the house. Dancing and jumping. She was dancing and jumping and I was being drugged. But she says, "You are getting healed. You are going back." And she made me start acting like I was healed. I didn't feel like I was healed. But see, when you act, your actions, it goes on to say, I'm not going to take time to read all of these verses, but it uses Abraham as an example. And it says, our father Abraham was justified by works when he did what God told him to do. And you see how that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect or complete. Have you got that? In verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect or complete. Your faith reaches completion when you begin to act according to what you say you believe. And see, I was praying for healing, but wanting to act sick because that's how I felt. And Jamie made me start acting well. And you know, when I did that, within 30 minutes, I was well. I went back and I finished and we got paid that day. It's important. And yet, how many people will lay in bed and pop pills and let your wife rub your fevered brow and say, "In the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I'm healed," and yet you're acting sick? You know, when I preach this way, there's people that take offense at this because there have been people who took this truth about how important your actions are. And so they went out and confessed that I'm healed and quit their insulin and quit their treatments and they die. And they say, "See, that was just foolishness and it was presumption." And people look at that and they think, "I don't want to be that way." The key to this is the scripture says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For with the heart man believes and with the mouth confession is made." You've got to have heart belief and action coupled together. If you are only going to go out and try and imitate somebody who believes, but you aren't believing from your heart, then you can die. You've got to believe it in your heart, but you can't just believe it in your heart. You've also got to act on it. And sometimes we can't tell what's really in your heart. And so there's people that go out and they mimic somebody who's standing in faith and they go and do it. But if they died, it's because they didn't believe with their heart. If you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll see it come to pass. And because some people have abused this and they've only been imitators of people who truly believe God, and something negative happens, then people get fearful of that. And you know what? It'd be easier, and this is what most people do, just to avoid that abuse. They just water down the thing and don't tell you how important it is to act. And so I admit that there have been people that have misrepresented this, and there's people that have gone out and have tried it and didn't believe it with their heart. But the truth remains that if you truly believe something with your heart, your faith isn't made perfect until you start acting like you believe you've received. You've got to learn to act and do what God told you to do if you want to see the fulfillment. And there are a lot of people that they are more dominated by what they feel than they are by what they believe. They let their feelings control how they act instead of their faith. And I'm telling you that if you are going to ever fulfill God's will for your life, you're going to have to get to a place to where you obey what God tells you to do. If it looks like disaster, if it looks like everybody, you're going to lose every single friend, if it looks like financial ruin, you just have to learn to obey God. Now, it's important that you're truly obeying God and not religion and not listening to the devil and not following your own conscience. And again, I could spend a lot of time trying to put this in context. That's what those two first teachings on the will of God has done. Again, I'd encourage you to get that. But nonetheless, if you have truly heard God and if you have learned how to follow God's will and hear His voice, then ultimately you are going to have to learn to obey if you want to see God's will fulfilled. And so if there is anything in your life that you aren't obeying, I would recommend highly that you start obeying God. Do it. And I've had so many people come and say, well, I wanted to, but I just can't do it. That's not true. You can do it. I had my nephew come to me one time, and he had had two or three tickets, and he was about to get his license taken away, and he says, I can't help it. I just drive fast. And I said, that's not true. You could help it. And he said, no, honestly, I just do it. And I said, if I was to sit in the back seat with a gun cocked to your head, and if you ever got over 55 miles an hour, I was going to blow your head out. Could you drive less than 55? He said, I certainly could. And I said, see, you could do it. You just lack motivation. You can do it. The truth is, and see, I could spend a lot of time. Man, I'm dealing with a huge issue here. And I'm trying to say this in a very limited amount of time. There's so much more I could say. But our society today has basically excused actions and said, you aren't responsible for your actions. It's because you were raised in a dysfunctional family that you're the jerk that you are. It's because it's your time of the month. It's because you got hormones. It's because you're middle age. It's because who knows, whatever. It's because of the color of your skin. It's because of this. The reason you're this way is because somebody else made you that way. This is the way that our society has approached everything, and now nobody is responsible for anything. I'm telling you that if you want to win, you are going to have to accept responsibility, and you are not an evolved animal that is just responding to stimuli. You are a person created in the image of God, and you have responsibility for your actions.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU17C titled Learn to Obey when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
It's difficult for me to share some of these truths because it's broken into little segments. And that's the reason we encourage you to get the materials that we're offering. But you know, even those materials, there is just so much. This is a revelation that I've got hundreds of hours sharing these truths. And really, the best way I have to share this with people is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We not only have the college here in Colorado Springs, but we have extension schools, I think six extension schools throughout the U.S., four outside of the U.S., but we also have correspondence that you can get DVDs and study. And so there's a lot more material available. I encourage you to call and join up with our Charis Bible College today.